Hello.
I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I am not selling anything. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
And what are the chances you will vote in the November general election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you not vote?
We are voting.
Thank you so much. And what is your age?
48.
Thank you so much. What racial or ethnic group best describes you?
I don't know. I guess Caucasian.
Thank you so much. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's elections for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote this year.
10.
At 10. Thank you so much. And now I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. And starting with Marcy Kupchur as Congresswoman?
Approve.
And would you say, is that strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat.
Thank you so much. Now, Joe Biden as president?
Approve.
Would you say somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you so much. And now, Sherrod Brown as senator?
Approve.
Somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Somewhat.
Thank you so much. And now, Donald Trump as former president?
Disapprove.
Would you say somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you so much. And now I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you haven't heard of that person or institution or are unfamiliar with them, just tell me that. And starting with Republicans in Congress, would you say is favorable or unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
Would you say somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you so much. And now, Donald Trump?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you so much. Joe Biden?
Somewhat.
Somewhat favorable.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Now, Marcy Kupchur?
Somewhat.
Somewhat favorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Sorry, somewhat favorable.
Favorable. Thank you so much. And now, Democrats in Congress?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat favorable?
Very.
Thank you so much. And now, Derek Merritt?
What's that?
You haven't heard of Derek Merritt?
No.
Okay, thank you so much. And now, First Energy?
I don't like First Energy, no.
Would you say it's somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
First Energy?
Yeah.
Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. Okay, thank you so much. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Republican or the Democrat?
Democrat.
And would you say Democrat or lean Democrat?
Democrat.
Thank you so much. And if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or another candidate?
Okay. I don't like all those choices, but I am going to vote for the Democrat, Joe Biden.
Would you say the Democrat Joe Biden or lean Democrat Joe Biden?
Lean Democrat Joe Biden.
Thank you so much. And if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Bernie Moreno and Democrat Sherrod Brown, for whom would you vote?
Sherrod Brown.
And
I voted for him before, so, yeah.
Would you say Democrat Sherrod Brown or lean Democrat Sherrod Brown?
Lean Sherrod Brown.
Thank you so much. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Derek Marin or Democrat Marcy Kaptchur?
Marcy Kaptchur.
Would you say Democrat Marcy Kaptchur or lean Democrat Marcy Kaptchur?
Lean Democrat Marcy Kaptchur.
Thank you so much. And is there a chance you might consider voting for Republican Derek Marin, or would you say there is no chance you would consider voting for Republican?
I don't know who that is. So I would have to read, and now you're going to make me go read about him because I don't know who that is.
Okay, thank you so much.
Michael, will you write that down? My son, who's first time voting this year.
Oh, okay. Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much. And now I'm going to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptchur. Marcy Kaptchur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. It is time for a change. Does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kaptchur, somewhat less likely to vote for her, or does it make no difference? If the statement makes you more likely to vote for her or you don't think it's true, please say so.
I think it's offensive language because it's inaccurate and it's like a blanket put across everything that she's done versus taking a specific thing that you take issue with. It's like being mad at someone in your house for everything they've ever done versus the thing they did right now. It's not an accurate way of having a discussion. It's offensive.
So would you say that this is not true?
Yeah, it's not true. I don't, even if it's partly true, if it's half a lie, then then my father always said, if it's half a lie, it's a lie. So it's half a lie.
Okay, thank you so much. Now I'm going to read some statements people have made about Republican Derek Marin. After each statement, please indicate if it makes you much less likely to vote for them, somewhat less likely to vote for them, or makes no difference. If the statement makes you more likely to vote for them or you don't think it's true, please say so. And now, Derek Marin wrote a bill that would define the crime of aggravated abortion murder. Marin's bill would prosecute both doctors and women, potentially leading to prison, and could even find them punishable by death. Marin's bill would also force doctors to reimplant ectopic pregnancies, which is medically impossible, and punish them if they refuse. After hearing this, would you say that is for you is much less likely to vote for him, somewhat less likely, it makes no difference, it is more likely, or is not true?
Much less likely to vote for him, and it makes no difference.
Okay. Okay, thank you so much. And in the state legislature, Derek Marin supported anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers. As mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double, while also cutting employees' sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Marin would stand with those who voted to cut Social Security and Medicare and would raise their retirement age. After hearing this, would you say it is for you much less likely to vote for him, somewhat less likely, it makes no difference. It is more likely or it is not true?
Much less likely to vote for him, and it makes no difference.
Thank you so much. And as a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contributions from real estate special interests, Derek Merrin wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water, so he and his cronies could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas. And the same, after hearing this, we to say it is for you much less likely, somewhat less likely, it makes no difference, is more likely or it is not true?
Much more likely to not vote for him.
Thank you so much. And after taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in state history, Derek Merrin was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now our utility rates are through the roof as we foot the bill for Merrin's corruption. After hearing this, would you say it is much less likely, somewhat less likely, it makes no difference, it is more likely, or it's not true?
Much less likely to vote for Derek Merrin.
Thank you so much. And in the state legislature, Derek Merrin sought extravagant upgrades to his office, like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers' offices. While working families are strongly to make ends meet, the last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us. After hearing this, would you say it is much less likely, somewhat less likely, it makes no difference, is more likely, or is not true?
Much less likely to vote for him.
Thank you so much. And the last one for this part, nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers. But Derek Merrin voted no, and when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to the job to get workers' compensation, Merrin even voted no on that. After hearing this, would you say it is much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely, or not true?
Absolutely less likely to vote for Derek Merrin.
Thank you so much. And now, based on what you just heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Merrin? Or would
every
you
single
vote
one
for
of
him?
Those things. I am horrified that somebody would be so corrupt to help a big business so in a necessary utility that is a conglomerate. We can't not have that electric company. Like, that's the only one there is. We don't even get a choice. So he's going to be in bed with them, and he's going to punish women for what they do with their body that shouldn't even be a government issue. That's another reason to not like him. Number three, he's the guy behind all of these incredibly high rental prices and padding the pockets of investors. I'm like mortified. We're in a housing crunch and people are struggling, and he's making it harder for people to have a safe, secure home in a good neighborhood. God has a place for him, and he's not going to like where he goes.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. And sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. So I will ask you again, if the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, Republican Derek Merrin or Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
Marcy Kaptur.
Would you say Democrat Marcy Kaptur or lean Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
No, I will be voting for Marcy Kaptur.
Thank you so much. And what would you say is the primary reason not to vote for Republican Derek Merritt?
He's corrupt, and I'm tired of these guys going into office to pad their pockets and help their cronies. I'm sick of it. It's crazy. It's crumbling this country. It's crushing them. Crushing this country while these corrupt politicians pad their pockets and live their life blindly, like there's no repercussions.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Now, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College. I did not graduate, but some college.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Well, I used to be very independent. Like, I would vote Republican and Democrat. But the Republicans have become so vile and disgusting and corrupt. I am now no longer a moderate in between. I am all the way on the Democrat side.
Oh, and would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
I am now a strong Democrat.
Thank you so much. And now, how important is politics to your personal identity? It is very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important.
It's very important. This is our government. This is our structure. This is a country we live in. It's very important.
Thank you so much. And in the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Thank you so much. And in that way, we have concluded this survey. I really thank you so much for your time and for your help. And, well, hope you have a wonderful night.
Thank you. All right.
Thanks to you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Good.